Hello and welcome to a new week of MFR Farming with me, Richard Jones. And the news this week is that at last our sheep farmers will be able to buy ewe lambs and gimmers accredited free of enzootic abortion. There is a series of sales to be held in the coming weeks by the Highlands and Islands Sheep Health Association, and that's quite a mouthful, so the sales will be known as Haisha sales, providing the purchaser with the opportunity to buy disease-free stock, usually attracting a £10 to £15 a head premium. An outbreak of enzootic abortion can decimate a lamb crop, with up to 30% of ewes being affected. Now, sheep in general are making good money at the moment, with decent prices recorded at Dingwall last week. Reports from the auctioneers were that quality, well-bred, stronger lambs were making £3 to £4 up on last year. There's a big increase in entries at Coy Bray today, with 7,500 forward for the A&M annual show and sale of half-bred and North Country Cheviot ewe lambs. Meanwhile, as far as the grain harvest goes, it's not such good news. Manager of Murray Estates, Martin Bridges, reports that the 24mm downpour last Wednesday, on top of the 42mm a week ago, has brought the combines to a total halt, and there's now signs of some ear disease in both spring barley and winter wheat. His comment was a terrible start yet again. Speaking for Frontier Agriculture, Alan McCauley said that oilseed rape was only 15% harvested in our MFR area so far, and the biggest problem was actually getting combines into the fields. However, he noted the potential there for a decent crop if only we can get a dry spell now. And that's a sentiment echoed by Simon Jackson of Robertson's Crop Services, who's already sprayed off quite a bit of the spring barley ready for the harvest.
We need dry weather for the next month to a month and a half at least, Richard, so that people can get their crops harvested in dry, minimum cost, and everything's grand.
Any varieties in particular held up well this year?
Conchata seems to be doing quite well, but they're still the favourite out there seems to be Optic, which seems to be doing the business.
And strange, isn't it, that after more than 16 years since it was first put on the HGCA approvals list, Optic Spring Barley still a firm favourite among the maltsters. And I think, farming or not, we'd all echo Simon's wishes there that a month or 6 weeks of dry weather wouldn't go amiss right now. But that's it from me for today. I'll be back tomorrow, 6:40 and 12:40, with more MFR Farming.